It's the Afternoon Jams 98.5. You know, every now and then we get a VIP in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And today's one of those days.
Yes, it is.
She's the queen of art here in Central Florida. I don't got so many titles. You've seen her around town drawing. You know, she can draw me in the next 10, 15 minutes and let me know all my imperfections. Anyway, we have the one and only Joy Hayes is in the building. How you doing, Joy?
I'm doing well, thanks, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing great now. I'm in your presence. I'm winning right now, you know? We need That's to have real. The camera on so people can see her smile.
No, they guys, wow.
Yeah.
It's okay. You need to go and find her. Go and find her and support her art.
Look her up.
And you'll see that smile.
Joy, I've seen you everywhere. I saw you over at Monica May's place, right?
Yes.
I've seen you over at Baba Tim's. Seen you out of different festivals. You draw. Is drawing what you do? Is that your life?
That is my life. Full time. I'm a full-time artist. This is not a hobby. It's not recreational. I'm passionate about it. I love what I do. And I've been doing it for over 40 years.
40 years?
Ooh, over 40.
You started when you were a baby.
Well.
Wow. Really? 40 years. So how many paintings you think you have done?
Probably it's over 1,000.
Over 1,000. And how long did it take you to put these different drawings together?
It depends on how many I'm working on at one time.
Really?
Because I tend to work on at least, 2 to 3 at once. So, but if I sat down to do a portrait, I could be finished. It depends on, on how much detail I want to put in.
Okay.
Because I have different styles.
Wow.
I could be finished that day, or, I could be finished in another day or two.
Well, what is the most detailed drawing you have ever did?
Oh, boy. Now that, I will say, I recently did a portrait of the singer, Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
That's one.
You went in.
I went in on it. And I also have, it's very hard to say because I was illustrating for an organization for over 19 years.
Okay.
Mm. And those were my most detailed pieces of art because I was doing them in pastels. Full color illustrations of...
Say that word again.
Full color illustrations.
No, before that.
Pastels.
What do that mean? Help me out on that. Help me out, please.
Pastels are like chalk.
Oh.
But they're a little more intense with the color. It's if you took the actual paint and dried it into a stick.
Okay.
And so once you put that color on, it's all blended with... Usually, you blend with your fingers once you put the color where you want it.
Mm. Wow. So this painting of Nipsey, where can we find it?
Well, you can go on my website and look at it. Right now, you won't be able to see the actual painting.
But you sold it.
You'd like to.
You sold it.
No. It's a little complicated.
It's a little complicated?
Right now.
Okay.
But, it's hard to say that he is my most detailed painting. I have another one I did of Bob Marley in pastels where you see him in the background. He's smoking in the background and playing the guitar.
Mm.
You'll have to go on my website.
What's the website?
The website is www.joyce-hayes.pixels.com. Soon it'll be eyeofjoy.com.
Okay, that's coming.
Which is my business name.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good.
You can see that on Instagram as well.
And Tahir, definitely chime in. One question, I'll go to you, Tahir, after this. So why do you paint?
Oh, why do I paint? Well, from a child, I've always been drawn to wanting to capture the spirit, the essence of a person, their energy, their emotion that they're showing. I love drawing people. And I believe that when you capture a person's image, you're also immortalizing that person.
Wow.
Once they're gone and once their image has been recreated by another human. manifest the divine energy, bringing that person to life on the canvas.
Okay.
That's the way I see it.
Wow.
And so when they're gone, then once they've transitioned, you'll see that people are looking at the painting saying, I feel like that person is looking back at me.
Right.
You've heard that before.
Yes, right? I've seen paintings like that.
Yeah. And so that's what I do. Once I capture your eyes, I've got your spirit. I've captured a part of that spirit.
Wow.
That's deep, man. So you just saying that this is going in over here, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Art is spiritual.
It's very spiritual, I guess.
It is.
I guess that's why everybody can't do it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and I want to, I also want to heal people with my art. I want them to get a, you know, raise their energy when they look at my art. I want the colors, because if you know about the chakras and the color, you know, the colors, when you're looking at color, it's energizing certain chakras. It's giving you power, you know, it's healing you when you're looking at color. So you see a lot of color used in my paintings. A lot of people tell me, oh, it's so colorful. Well, there's a reason for that.
Right.
I'm trying to heal you when you look at my art. That's what I'm here for.
Wow.
My art is here to heal, to raise your energy, to give you a piece of the divine, give you, you know, some of that love.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Man. Well, very well spoken too. No, well, you go ahead, Taya.
Because you've been doing it for, you know, you definitely dove in deep with this lifetime, with this, in this lifestyle of art and of spirit and healing. Do you see any difference from when you began to now in the human spirit that you've been capturing and detailing for so long? Do you see what growth or ungrowth, what differences do you see from then to now?
As far as, I mean, the people that I'm
the people and just the vibe, because I know you have to be in tune with the vibe to even, so the difference of that in tuneness, if you could put it into words, what do you see between from then to now?
Oh boy, let me see if I can answer that. The difference, I definitely see, It's so different. How do I answer that?
I know it's a heavy one, but yeah, artists. Yeah, I know it's thin there.
Oh,
it's hard to describe it.
It's spiritual. It's much more spiritual now. With the art and people, you know, because people are waking up.
Yes.
And coming to realize what it means to be grounded. To, you know, to realize the importance of keeping their energy and staying positive.
Right.
So when I'm doing a painting and I'm a Reiki healer, if you're familiar.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm feeling from you, because I'm like, this is a priestess right here, but
yeah.
I'm just letting her talk. But I feel okay. There we go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now it's all making sense. Okay.
When I'm painting, I'm sending healing energy to the painting and to the person that I'm painting.
Okay.
So it's much different now than when I began, because I'm more conscious of the energy that I am embodying. I am embodying the earth's energy, and I'm passing it on to, you know, to the painting, to the person. To their situation.
Yeah.
If you want to feel some love, just give one of my paintings and put it on your wall.
I believe it. There you go.
I believe that, PA.
That's why she hear me. I know that. I mean, I see people reactions when they see her paintings.
Okay.
Her illustrations of them, man. I've seen it firsthand. And that's why she's here. Give out their website. We're going to take a break, come back. Because we got to talk a little bit more with you. What's the website again?
The website is www.joyce-hayes.pixels.com.
There you go. Be right back. We got Joyce Hayes in the building. Keep here. It's Afternoon Jam. Back in the studio with Joy Hayes. How long you been here in Orlando? Joy?
Florida 22 years.
You've been in Florida 22 years.
Yes.
Half your life. Okay, good, good, good. That's good. Hi, what are your thoughts about Central Florida?
Okay, I mean, one thing I love about Florida in general, of course, is the weather. It's beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Within the last 10 years, I want to say I give appreciation for the love that's been shown to my art here.
That's good.
You know, it's really... I'm going places and people are saying they bought something from me years ago.
Right.
And, you know, it's out there. And I'm really appreciating all the love that I'm getting from Central Florida.
Are black folks, are they supporting you? Or?
Yes, they are. They're supporting me. I'm getting support from all different, you know, cultures.
That's good. Excellent.
And, I was going to say.
But yeah. You go out. And you do parties. Can you talk about that? Because we want people to contact you. Because you do parties where you paint pictures of people at the parties, right?
Right. We're doing the sip and paint parties.
Sip and paint.
Mm. Or paint and sip, sip and paint.
Sip and paint, paint and sip. We need to do a song on that one.
You can hire me to come to your location, to your home, or if you have rented out a space. And I will come and guide your guests through a painting for 2 to 3 hours. You provide the wine. I bring everything else. I bring the easels, the canvas, the brushes, the aprons, and everything they need to create a painting. We have lots of fun. It's really a lot of fun. You know, we might do the Soul Train line in the middle of painting.
Really?
You know, it's not just... And it's whatever they create is a masterpiece. When they leave there, people are really enjoying these parties.
Mm. Wow.
So...
How can people like connect with you? Like they got a birthday party coming up. They want to surprise somebody. They want the one and only to come out here and help them out. How can they reach you?
They can reach me. You can reach me at my email, iofjoy50@gmail.com. Or they can reach me on Instagram at iofjoy. And it's just like the eye of raw, but the eye of joy. One word.
I am joy. Yeah. Wow. Any events coming up that you're going to be appearing in?
This Saturday, we have a Black Light Masquerade Sip and Paint Party at the Park Drive Gallery in Sanford.
Okay.
Park Drive. I believe we're starting at 5. I'm going to have to post it.
Okay.
Because we haven't really been posting flyers, but I will be posting that on my Instagram.
You know you can hire me for your social media team. You know that, right? I work for you.
What?
Yeah, put me on the team, coach. And so what else outside the Sanford event?
I have a solo show coming up. November 13th will be the... is that a Saturday? I'm so sorry with the dates.
November 13th. You said the 13th?
November 13th.
Yes, that's a Sunday.
That's Sunday. Okay, so November 12th is a reception for my solo show at the African American Museum in D-Land, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yes, this will be my... I think third or fourth solo show there, but it's been quite a few years since I've done one.
Okay.
And that's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous.
Wow, probably too bad.
Come out and tell a little bit more of my story.
Your personal story?
It's my story as an artist that is unknown to many here.
Really?
This,
you're going to let it all out?
I'm going to let it out.
I know you're charging for this. How much it is to get in there? Because you got a story.
Actually, it's free. Please buy a painting while you're there.
Mm-hmm. You have an amazing story. Like, you really... But they'll get it at this event. And I hope you write a book.
I started writing the book. And, you know, the documentary is already... As I told you, the documentary is being created. Paul Greenhouse. Same person who edited and... if you edit, you're not the director, right?
Right, you're editor.
The editor for the Wu-Tang Clan documentary that was on Netflix.
All right.
So he's taking up the story that I'm very involved in.
That's good. That's good. That's good. We don't have to get into it. Leave that suspicions there, but people come out and support your art. What do you look for in people when you're drawing? What are you looking for?
Sometimes, a lot of times, I'm drawn by a certain look in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a look of needing to be healed, or needing love.
Mm-hmm.
That's if I just draw them.
Okay.
A lot of times people are coming to me to have commissions done of someone who's passed away.
Okay.
I get a lot of that because they know I'm gonna make them feel the presence.
Wow.
Of that person.
Wow. And how long do those projects take?
Oh, I can do a portrait. Usually, it depends. Okay, if I'm doing oils, which is takes the most to bring it to life for me with the oils, because I'm self-taught.
Okay.
And I did pastels for like 20 years before I decided to go into oils. But your question was, how long does it take?
Yeah.
It would give me like a week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's if I'm just working on that one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I might be working on three at a time, jumping around.
Do you have any mentoring programs or anything that you run or that you suggest for young artists who are, you know, young ones coming up that about to enter the same journey as yourself?
Presently, I don't, but I've been asked so many times, you know, if I teach art or if I teach art to children, and I'm considering doing something because there's a need, and they've taken a lot of art out of the schools.
Yes, yes.
Children, they need to keep cultivating that creativity.
Right.
You know, it's very important.
How much of this is therapy for you?
Oh, I can tell you, all of it.
All of it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All of it.
If you wasn't doing art, what would Joy be doing?
Joy would be, I'd probably be a dancer.
Okay. She got options. Okay.
Expression. Expression.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's still in the same category. Well, Tahir, anything before we go?
Oh, man, that Joy, thank you for coming through and spreading joy as you always do. Yeah. I already know that's what you do.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What else you want to say to the people before we go?
I want to say, if you choose to have a piece of my art in your home, just know that you're going to receive the divine love, which it was created with.
Right.
And positive energy will just radiate every time you look at it. You want to feel good.
Hey, man. All right.
Absolutely.
I feel that. And yep. You on Instagram?
I am on Instagram at Eye of Joy.
Eye of Joy. Mm-hmm. Are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Joy Hayes.
Are you on TikTok?
No.
Your kids haven't got your TikTok page.
They need to help mom out.
Yeah, come on, kid. Okay, Twitter?
Well, my son is on my Twitter, so I got to see what's going on there.
Snapchat?
No Snapchat.
Wow. Okay, we got to get you in the game. Yeah, we got to work together. Because people need to see your work, man. Yeah. I mean, she's hands down top around here. And very impressed with your work. And I'm trying to think what picture I'm going to send you or my mom. They have me paint something, so I'm thinking about that. Because I know when I see it, I'm probably gonna start crying anyway.
You're gonna cry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Just get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get the tissues out.
The connection's coming.
Yeah. Right. But I need that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I need it. All right. Connect with Joy Hayes, family. Connect with her. You know, holiday season's coming up. You got birthday parties. You got anniversaries. You got graduations going on. You got all kind of stuff, fresh out of jail parties, all that, man. Go
all
connect
that.
With her, and she'll come out and take that party to the next level. All right. Going back to my music. It's Afternoon Jams.